And welcome you back here on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94 as we get set for the fall sports season coming up. The Beloit girls tennis team getting set to start their season on Thursday at the Ellsworth JV meet. There will be some varsity competitors going there as well. We're joined now by Darryl Kelly, the head coach of the Lady Trojan tennis team. Coach, 16 out this year for you. How have practices gone so far? I know you got a lot of veteran leaders that are on this team this season and probably helping you out, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. You know, anytime you get a bunch of good seniors out for any sport, it sure helps. So, yeah, they do. They do a lot of the preliminary stuff. Like our seniors are kind of running the warm ups and the stretching and even most of the conditioning early on. It's been so hot, we haven't done a ton of like serious conditioning, but we're doing enough to kind of slowly get us into shape with the temperature the way it is. So, yeah, we got a good group of seniors out this year. They're good leaders and they're good students and. That really helps when you're talking about trying to make a team out of them.
Again, like you say, with the veteran leaders, Lene Knight at number one singles is obviously done some good things for your team, and Teachins and Ashlyn Knight at doubles have obviously had a pretty long career and been successful as well. Just kind of go through what the lineup looks like this year and where you expect these girls to have the most success at.
Well, Lene, like you said, she's kind of been a leader for us for the last couple of years, even as a sophomore. She's been our best player for 2 years. She's a hard worker. She leads the team in a lot of stuff, agilities and so on, like I said. Last year, she would have went to state last year, but with COVID, they only took four from each regionals instead of the normal six. Mm-hmm. And she was in that fifth and sixth spot last year, so she didn't get to go. But, They're trying to take five or six again this year, and so I think she could even finish in the top four. We're planning on her going to state, and she's been working hard for it. And then, like you say, we got a good doubles team of Tatum, Teaching Peters, and Ashlyn Knight. They're a good combination, and so we're expecting some good things out of them too. And then Cameron Seidner's holding down the number two single spot for this will be the second year in a row. She's a nice player, and the number two doubles team looks like right now looks like Addison Emmett and Sydney Kahn for that. So it's a pretty solid team. It's a team that's got quite a bit of experience, and so we look good in practice. But when you're playing against yourself or playing against JV, sometimes you look pretty good. We just need to get out there and see what we actually do have. And we're going to go to Ellsworth on Thursday. This Thursday, it's technically a JV tournament, but it's pretty high level. You got some bigger school there, some tennis schools, Salina Central's there, Smoky Valley's there, Pratt comes up for it. So it's really good competition. So we're going to send some of these girls. We're short a tournament anyway. We're going to send some of these girls. Lene's not going to that, but the rest of them will probably go to Ellsworth or that JV just to get their feet wet. Like I said, we got a tournament anyway to give, and so we're sending them to Ellsworth and. Hopefully, they'll see some good competition and we'll play well.
When you look at this team, and I know we kind of talk about this each year, but when you see some of the competition that you've seen from the past, specifically maybe even in the league, how do you feel like your team stacks up against what the other teams have back this year?
Well, I think, there was a lot of senior girls last year because Lene seemed like about the only junior that was playing a lot. And a lot of, we traditionally go west for regionals, mm-hmm. like Phillipsburg, Waukini area. And a lot of those girls, the Colby girls, some Tribune girls, some girls from out that way, they graduated. And so we think there's some openings to be had. Now, that being said, we've also got sent to Heston for regionals. We've got sent to Marysville for regionals. But, I think no matter where we get sent, we're going to have some kids with a chance to get to state and hopefully make some noise at state. But this is probably about, from singles and doubles, ones and twos, this is probably about the strongest team as we've had for a number of years here.
Darryl Kelly, the head coach of the Beloit girls tennis team here on the Sports Ticket. Coach, we thank you for the time. Best of luck as you get started on Thursday and then have the JV at home and then Phillipsburg next Tuesday as well. Coach, thanks for the time.
You bet. Thank you, Dusty.